Hello and welcome to another podcast edition of NZ Insurance Law, an insurance law podcast, sometimes construing what is insurance law very broadly indeed. In the past that has covered quite a wide range of topics. Today I'm going to include the coronavirus. If you're a human being on planet Earth, you'll be quite familiar with that. One of the unknowns is, of course, its impact on the economy. That remains quite uncertain. However, what is clear is that there will be an impact, to some extent, on the supply of goods and services, both within New Zealand and outside New Zealand, which is to say with respect to exports. Contracts are the machinery by which those supply chains operate. Presently, people on both sides of those contracts will be assessing the potential impact of the coronavirus on their obligations. Now, a written contract may already expressly provide for what happens when particular identified circumstances arise, and where, as a result of those circumstances, the contract cannot be performed. This is generally referred to as a force majeure clause. In almost all cases where there is something like a force majeure provision in play, it will be identified as such explicitly. However, it is worth noting, in my opinion, that there may be circumstances where a provision has the effect of a force majeure clause, even if it is not identified as one. So if you were reviewing an agreement, you would naturally enough be looking for a provision headed up force majeure, but if there isn't one, I would suggest you continue to read and put on your thinking cap. Where such a provision applies and how it applies in the case of the coronavirus will be different in every case. It's sensible to take legal advice if there's any uncertainty. Taking legal advice is particularly important because if someone asserts that the force majeure provision applies and for that reason doesn't perform the agreement, and in fact the force majeure provision does not apply, then that person may well have breached or perhaps even repudiated the agreement, which may have serious unintended legal and therefore economic consequences for that person or business. Where a contract is impossible to perform, it is thought of as being frustrated. This situation may be dealt with under the common law doctrine of contract frustration. This doctrine provides that a party to a contract is released from his or her obligations in a situation where neither party is at fault, and something has happened that makes performance either impossible or, underline this, radically different to what the parties to the contract originally agreed and contemplated. So what we would be looking at is whether the consequences of the coronavirus in a particular situation are so substantial, so material, so significant that performance of the contract is either just impossible or radically different to what was originally contemplated. So, as I mentioned earlier, care is needed because an improper assertion of this doctrine may have the unintended consequence of that person or business itself breaching the agreement. New Zealand is, of course, a proud nation of exporters. Where an international supply contract does not provide for New Zealand law to apply to a contract, then additional care is needed because the laws of every other country are different. There is a tradition of contract frustration in Australia, United States, England, and so on, but not necessarily with our other export partners. Thankfully, a local New Zealand lawyer should be able to obtain one way or another appropriate input from an overseas lawyer or legal professional. In case you're interested, I'm continuing to make available my Quick Query service, which provides for an affordable fixed price 15-minute telephone call with a brief email follow-up. If that is something you feel you would benefit from, then all of the details are on my website, stevekeel.com. That's all for now. Take care.